I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Russia is one of the most dangerous places in the world for journalists. 32 have been murdered there over the past two decades, according to the Committee to Protect Journalists. And in most cases, the killers have not been brought to justice. But in recent weeks, Russian authorities have announced breakthroughs in two separate high-profile cases in which journalists were murdered. And that has some wondering if the timing is less about justice and more about next year's presidential elections in Russia. Jessica Gallagher sent us this report from Moscow.
It was top news all over Russia. Police said they finally arrested 36-year-old Chechen Rustam Mahmudov for being the trigger man in the 2006 high-profile shooting of prominent journalist Anna Politkovskaya. Politkovskaya extensively covered the war in Chechnya and was often critical of the Kremlin and its alleged human rights abuses. Politkovskaya's former colleague, Sergei Sokolov, deputy editor of Novaya Gazeta, called the arrest a development in the case, but he questioned the timing. He said, "I wonder why it took police so long to capture the suspect." Sokolov has also questioned how Rustam Mahmudov was able to come and go from Russia while his name was on the country's most wanted list. Sokolov's own newspaper is less circumspect. It investigated Politkovskaya's murder and has implicated the Russian security service. Politkovskaya's son, Ilya, says the government has a long way to go before Russians believe the arrest of his mother's killer is anything but political. Politkovsky says we have to wait and see if Mahmudov's guilt will be proven, but even that won't be enough. We need to know who actually masterminded my mother's murder. The arrest of Politkovskaya's supposed killer isn't the only police action lately. Just a few weeks ago, a court jailed a Russian nationalist for life for the brazen daylight murder of another Novaya Gazeta reporter and a human rights lawyer. Anna Savortian heads Human Rights Watch here in Moscow.
There's a lot of coincidences these days, and we might expect new things, just, you know, flooding the informational context of political life in Russia, just because the elections are looming.
The Kremlin disputes accusations that political posturing is going on. Officials have consistently claimed they're committed to solving the cases of slain journalists. They point to the recent arrests and convictions as examples. Andrei Kortunov is with the New Eurasia Foundation. He says even if the Kremlin's renewed interest in crimes against journalists is a pre-election ploy, perhaps that's not such a bad thing.
We are entering a new political season, so state is getting more sensitive about journalists. Still, you know, these current prosecutions suggest that state is ready at least to listen to voices which raise concerns about the state of the profession in Russia.
For The World, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.